Yeah, I just wanted to say a few words, especially with what's come up in the last couple of sessions, which is, I don't know if you remember back when you started meditation, but it starts with a honeymoon period where you do meditation, it feels great, you're present in the moment, and then, of course, all the unfinished business starts coming up and you get into the work phase of it. Actually, it's a lot like a lot of things in life, right? Like a relationship. First, you fall in love, and then you have to do the laundry together, you know? But it's once you've opened something new, expect resistance. Expect resistance, because when you open a new room, it's not only space, but all of the cobwebs are in there, too. My own experience has been so much over the years that there's an opening, something new comes in, and then resistance follows. And I think everybody's been experiencing that. Part of it's just when you have an opening, the conditioned mind wants to get back there. And then it becomes harder because you can't try to do it. It just has to open. And so there's that extra pressure of, I want to get back, or I prefer being there over being here. And but then we are with whatever that unfinished business is, which is what our Vipassana practice has prepared us for. We're with it, we feel it, and then that bigger space opens again. So it's a spiral, you know, of opening, then unfinished business, opening, unfinished business. And it feels like a lot of people's like, oh, this is crap, I don't want to do this. But it's actually a mercy, because as we're opening, we now have the capacity. And we can actually, deeper, harder things come up because we have the capacity to be present with it. So it almost feels like it gets harder. The gates look bigger. Does that make sense to you all? You know, and if we didn't pick and choose, as the famous sutra says, this would not be hard. But we prefer our big mind experience over the stuff that comes up that needs to be healed, our karmic stuff. And especially, it can be bypassed, and you can't use one state to bypass another state. So it means we're going back and doing this. The other thing is, it's change, and change is hard. First of all, every opening has like an equal and opposite reaction. So it literally, the opening brings things up, it draws things in. Secondly, when we're changing, there's that bardo state, right? Where we can't go back to the old way. The new way is not quite there, and we feel like it feels kind of unmoored. It's unsettling. It's an unsettling process, which is why it's so vital we do this together. I mean, we need each other, and we need these kind of reinforcements, because what we're doing ultimately is we're coming home. We're coming to this, our true nature, which is inherently peaceful. It's inherently happy. It is what we've been drawn to from the beginning. So it's a beautiful process, but it's going to bring up, it's a mercy that it brings up all the wounding that hasn't been dealt with. It feels like, oh my gosh, but it's actually a mercy, because we want to heal that stuff. We want to be whole. That's the first thing, is change is difficult. And as any psychologist can tell you, it's an organic process of back and forth. We can only change as fast as we can tolerate the change back messages, right? You know, and the part is too that the small self, which is dissolving in this process and is being seen more clearly in this process, will resist. And it'll come up in messages like, oh, I can't do this. I don't want to do this. It's just, and when that happens, it feels, that resistance feels difficult, but it's actually such a positive message, because it means a hiding place of your separation, of your delusion is being seen for the first time. So when you get those messages going, oh, I can't do this, I don't want to do this, just do the best you can. It's actually a very positive sign. That's something that's been hidden, but it's like the guy in the Wizard of Oz who's been behind the curtains the whole time doing the lighting and the sound for you. Suddenly the booth is pulled open, and of course it wants to pull that curtain back shut again. So this is just part of the process. It's a loving process. So this is where all the years of Vipassana practice stand you in good stead. And it's also why many people stop at this point, because we are, this preference for pleasant experiences so deeply ingrained in all of us. And I can only encourage you, because I'm in the process myself, it's worth everything you put into it. Because it's, at this point, you just want the truth. You want to be free. You want to see what how things are clearly. And it's a very positive, it's a beautiful journey. So the other thing is, you know, we talked about the boundaries that happen between the change of lineage. The first change of lineage is going from thinking with the content level, where our thoughts, our bodies, our emotions, to the observer level, which understands we're an awareness that experiences this. And the boundary that moves it, pulls us back to the content, is the force of the pleasant and unpleasant, the grasping and aversion of that is what pulls us back. Now we're at that second boundary, the second change of lineage, between the small self is much more well balanced, and we've got the observer in there that can sort of, it's like a, that's like a cushioning, so that every time some arrow from life comes in, you've got some cushioning, you've got some elasticity. It doesn't just throw you off. The observer gives you a lot of space to feel it, but it's still in this, a mistaken identity. It still is. And so we want to move really back home, not pseudo home, not the mirror of home, but we really want to move home. And this second boundary, which we talked about, the purification of you, are, we still have mistaken identification with things, with our belief system, our perceptions of the world, our wanting to have a different experience. We'll talk about that more. So we're at that boundary. And it's, that's why it's so useful at this point, when resistance comes, to look at what pulled me back into small mind, and to see the levers and the forces that are at play. So we're going to look at that, but it's, we're all right on course. Does it make sense to all of you? When we first started meditating, it took a long time for the observer to form, and it would come in little flashes, and then it became more and more stable. This plate going into, moving into big mind, it's exactly the same process. You get to it in a meditation, and then you find you have more calmness in life, there's more peace in life, a little bit more freedom. It comes back and forth, but as you touch back over and over again, just like the observer, eventually it becomes an abiding. It becomes where you are. So that's that second boundary that we're at.